Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Welcome to episode 520. Today we're going to be looking at verse 44 of the Parents Tao Te Ching, which is called Find Your Own Meaning. If you look to your children to provide meaning for your life will be meaningless. If you need them to be successful, to feel successful yourself, you will always fail. Your children were not born to complete your life. They were born to complete their own. When you look inside and discover that you have everything you need, you will find your freedom. As long as you perceive that your life lacks something, you are in danger of using your children to satisfy that lack. This is far too great a burden for them to bear. Are you looking to them when you need to be looking to yourself? This verse really makes me think about the years I spent on the sidelines and in the stands of a baseball field. My older son played from age 12 to 14. Age 5 to 14. And my younger son played maybe from age 5 to 8. My daughter played T-ball only 1 year. But I saw it certainly through the years with my older son. I think baseball is a great example of parents trying to live vicariously through their kids, or particularly dads. I saw many, not all, of course, but I saw many examples on our teams and other teams of dads being so hard with their boys and demanding practices at home outside of practice, demanding extra pitching practice, and demanding that they take them to the batting cages and out to the field to do some fielding and all kinds of stuff. I saw many kids who at 12, 13, 14, many kids who were really talented baseball players quit because they got burned out and they weren't having fun anymore. And many of those kids, many of those boys were extremely talented baseball players. And they also happened to be the boys whose dads rode them mercilessly about playing baseball and about practicing extra time and about working hard and all of that stuff. I saw it over and over and over again. And it's not good. These boys could have gone on to play in high school. Maybe some of them could have gone on to play in college. Who knows? But they didn't, because they weren't having fun. They were burned out. And their parents, their dads particularly, didn't make it any fun. Now, my son stopped playing also, but he didn't stop playing because he didn't enjoy the sport anymore. In fact, we didn't push him at all. Well, we started pushing him hard when he was in second and third grade, and then we came to this realization how silly and ridiculous what we were doing really was. And so we tremendously backed off, and we realized instead of us driving the bus of his athletic career, he needed to be in the driver's seat. We needed to be the ones supporting him to go as hard or as far as he wanted to go. And so we really backed off, and we made sure he got to his practices. If he wanted to practice outside of practice, we would do it with him. We wouldn't force him or demand or anything. And what we found is that at the time when these other boys were hitting puberty and burning out and quitting, our son was enjoying it more than he ever had before. He was growing. He was getting stronger. He was, you know, he had more testosterone running through his system, and he was enjoying it. He loved batting. He loved fielding. He loved pitching. He loved everything about it. And then he got to ninth grade, and he wanted to play volleyball in high school. He would have wanted to play both, but the problem is, in our school, boys volleyball and baseball both happen in the spring. So he had to make a very difficult decision and pick one or the other. He ultimately picked volleyball, and then he signed up for a rec baseball team in the fall of ninth grade and in the spring of ninth grade. But he quickly found out that he was playing on the varsity volleyball team, and he quickly found out that the pace and intensity of the volleyball season with practices and games and then having to rush to a practice or a baseball game was entirely too much for him. He was exhausted. So after ninth grade, he made the painful decision he played in the fall, the following fall in 10th grade, and then he stopped because it was just too much for him. So he just, you know, made that decision out of circumstances, not because he was burned out and not enjoying it. He loved it more than ever, and he didn't want to give it up, but it just wasn't practical for him to do both. But so many other boys with real talent quit because they were burned out. And I'm sure that that happens across many different sports, particularly in sports, with girls and boys, where their parents drive them really hard at a pace that they want their children to work at that may not be the pace their kids want to work at. And when the parents are driving the bus, it's generally not going to end well. It's going to end with arguments, power struggles, complaints, disconnection, and ultimately maybe the child quitting the sport or the activity because they just don't like it anymore because of the way the parents are handling it. So I try to share this story with as many parents as I can. My good friend John O'Sullivan is the founder of Changing the Game Project, and he wrote a book called Changing the Game about giving youth sports back to our kids. He talks about how to be a good youth sports coach and a good youth sports parent. And his advice and his guidance is invaluable. I have shared his work with all of the coaches that my kids have had over the years, literally all of them since I met John. I respect and admire his work so, so much. But I also think that his message could apply if your child was in the theater or into music or something that's not, maybe not sports related, his message will still apply. So I invite you to check him out, changingthegameproject.com, I believe. And Changing the Game is the name of his book. So that's what this verse 44 means to me and what it makes me think of. So I invite you to take a look at your own life, your own interactions with your child and whatever their activities are, and see if there's any tweaking that might be useful to do. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a very insightful day.
That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.